This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, as always, good to have you on the program.
Well, I thanks for having me back. I'm always amazed that you can continue to let me do this. So I'm going to keep doing it while you let me.
Well, there's the latest edition of the Compass Report, which is an economic overview that the City Wire publishes. And this month, it's a lot like my collegiate career when it came to botany. A C grade is not exactly going to get a lot of people happy unless you haven't seen a C for a while.
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. The Compass Report, which is a comprehensive quarterly review of the Fort Smith regional economy, we do have a C grade, and that's how we grade it, and that gives the reader an idea of how the economy has performed relative to the same quarter of the previous year and of the years prior to that. It's a five-year track, which is the highest grade the region has had since we started this in the first quarter of 2009. Why it bumped up is we have stability in sales tax collections, which is a reflection of consumer demand, consumer spending. Building permits are up, and the unemployment rate, while it is high, it is stabilized. So there's some good things happening in the Fort Smith regional economy. Now, the economist who does all the analysis for us, Jeff Collins, he kind of, you know, sent a good news, bad news message. The good news is things are better and are looking better in the Fort Smith region. The bad news is it's getting better here in the Fort Smith region as it begins to get worse in the national economy. So, you know, now how will that play out?
So not quite a Jekyll and Hyde, maybe a Hyde and not as bad Mr. Hyde.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a great literary analogy.
Well, you mentioned building permits up, and they're up somewhat significantly.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we hear a lot about, well, nothing's happening, nothing's going on, nobody's building, but commercial construction in Fort Smith and the Fort Smith area is up close to 30% compared to 2010. Now, granted, 2010 is an easy comparison because the numbers were low, but it's just amazing, and it's largely from the commercial construction. And even if you back out the almost $29 million permit from this Mitsubishi plan at Chaffee Crossing, the numbers are still up considerably. Now, the numbers are down in Van Buren and Greenwood, but the strength of commercial construction in Fort Smith, it's huge. You know, Sparks is adding a surgery wing. We have construction at some of the school districts, but it's not – that's what I looked at, Kyle. I thought, well, I wonder how much of this is public spending that's, you know, maybe part of stimulus dollars that may be skewing the picture. And that's not a big percentage of it. It's truly some private sector growth. So hopefully that helps keep the economy humming.
Well, this is the first conversation we've had in a while where we had more than just a sample of interesting and perhaps good news for the economy.
Well, let's hope we haven't jinxed it, Kyle. That's all I can say.
Speaking of additions, the City Wire is adding something called the Varsity Wire. This is going to concentrate on local prep sports.
Yes, sir. We're going to start with high school football. We launched this on Wednesday of this week, and within just a few minutes, we had several emails from folks saying they liked it. But are you just going to focus on high school sports? So obviously, there's a hunger for more. But yes, we're going to just look at high school football. And we're trying, you know, as we did with business and political and cultural coverage, we're not going to try to compete with all the media out there. We're going to find our niche. And part of that niche, Kyle, is we found a young man, or he found us, named Eric Mitchell, who has, you know, he's able to tell stories. The sports stories we tell, they're not all just box scores and here's who's playing this week. You know, he's going to look at the traditions, the coaches and the student athletes. He's going to look back at past rivalries. You know, he's going to do more storytelling from the community impact, the cultural, and the personality side of high school football. And it's some media outlets do that, but they don't do it as much as I think we will, and hopefully as well crafted as we will. So that launched this week, and we've got some great sponsors. Arvest stepped up to help us sponsor that. So far, so good.
Okay, so last week you managed to, raise the hackles of some folks in Southwest Missouri when you called Missouri State, I think, a barber college. I'm going to just ask
well,
you.
Well, I think they got shaved, though, didn't they?
Yes, you're right.
That didn't turn out well for them.
So this Saturday night, it's the Arkansas Razorbacks in Little Rock against New Mexico, the Lobos, at 6 o'clock. What do you think?
Well, it may be week one, part two.
Okay. All right.
But I think they'll be a little tougher, but I don't know. But, you know, granted, in all seriousness, you know, these first two teams, they're not the caliber, obviously, we're going to see in the SEC, but you still had to be impressed with the depth, not just who the players were, but the depth of the talent. So I was very cynical of all this talk about us being atop the SEC this year. My cynicism has abated somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers now sports as well as politics, culture, business, and more in the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Kyle.